din is, a get is nishkin sefer Torah, even though it says because of the sefer, creases, it doesn't have the same dinim as a sefer Torah. It does not have to be written on parchment, it can be written on paper or any other background. It does not have the halacha moshe misina that it must be written dafke bidyo, whatever dyo means, the halacha moshe misina can be written the chol dova, as long as it's a dova shal kayoma. So the Gemara has a braise, Tani Rabchia, it's after the Gemara begins, around the 6th or the 7th line after the Gemara begins, right in the middle of the Yomid. Tani Rabchia ksava, if he wrote the get ba'avor, with black lead, b'shachar, it's also something black, b'shichar, another. Din is, a get is nishkin sefer Torah, even though it says, because of the sefer, creases, it doesn't have the same dinim as a sefer Torah. It does not have to be written on parchment, it can be written on paper or any other background. It does not have the halacha moshe misina that it must be written dafke bidyo, whatever dyo means, the halacha moshe misina can be written the chol dova, as long as it's a dova shal kayoma. So the Gemara has a braise, Tani Rabchia, it's after the Gemara begins, around the 6th or the 7th line after the Gemara begins, right in the middle of the Yomid. Tani Rabchia ksava, if he wrote the get ba'avor, with black lead, b'shachar, it's also something black, b'shichar, another, any kind of ink is kosh, everything is good. Sure. Now the Gemara is going to compare how does Hilchas Ksiva on a get compare to Hilchas Ksiva b'Shabbos. Also a din of Ksiva. Yeah. Itma, we have the following memory, Hamavid Dyo Agabi Sikra b'Shabbos, Dyo is black ink, and Sikra is red ink. So what if the person has something written from Erev Shabbos in red ink, and he superimposes, he writes black ink on top of red ink. Hamavid yo al gabi sikro b'Shabbos, he writes with black ink on top of the red ink on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yechonah v'shlokesh tami travayu chayiv shtayim. The halacha is in Hilchos Shabbos that if a person does ksiva, whether he writes in red ink or black ink or green ink or orange ink, it's chayiv. The same is not, there's no halacha l'moshe misina that you need dafke dyo for malachas ksiva on Shabbos like you need for a sefer Torah. So if you write in anything is good. But the shaila here, it already was written. The word already was written. So the person takes ink and he writes ksav al gabi ksav. So ksav al gabi ksav, he like ein bishel al habishel. The chicken is cooked already. He didn't make it roi l'achila. Already the chicken is roi l'achila. The ksav is ready there, didn't make a new ksav. But what happens if the bottom ksav is red? And he writes a black ksav on top of the... It's number one, it's a different color. Number two, it's an improvement. Yeah. It's better. That's how the Chazal felt. The black ink is better than red ink. So Rabbi Yechonah v'Shlokish say, Chayiv Shtayim. It's a double malacha. The din is on Shabbos, there are lamatas malachas, and if you do more than one malacha, you can't be Chayiv Misa twice. But if he did it b'shegig, he's chayiv two chatois. You don't just say that as many malachas as he violated, he's only chayiv one chatos. That's called chiluk malachas l'Shabbos. And even if he only does one pe'ula, and that one pe'ula is a violation of two different pe'ulas, is taka chayiv two chatos. So that's what Rabbi Yechonah and Shlokish both say. In this case, where he wrote,
mechika and ksiva.
Yeah,
because if he. If he's meichik, he's not writing.
And he was meichik the bottom ksav. The bottom ksav was the red ksav.
He wasn't, but the ksav, what is he? Meichik the word?
There was a word. Yeah. The word is the same word.
So it's not meichik the word.
He's obliterating.
What it was meichik?
Obliterating the red.
That's the chiddush.
The red word.
That's the chiddush. Yeah, it's a big chiddush. Anachinam. Yeah. Anachinam.
But surely white on black, like the liquid eraser. White on black, and you can't see the black anymore.
That's moiter,
man. White on black.
You mean like
the wipeout? The wipeout.
Liquid eraser.
Yeah, liquid erase.
Is that mechika?
That's only mechika. Sure. Yeah, that's only mechika. That's not ksiva. That's only mechika. But here,
it
can't
mean anything.
That's right. There was
an eraser. When you write and use an eraser,
was there any color? Any other color?
No. Here it happens to be a big chiddush. Here happens to be a big chiddush, because usually, what's the definition of mechika?
Take away.
No, the definition of mechika is the Rosh in Shabbos quotes a Tosefta that if you have a piece of parchment and you want to write on it and there's wax, there's a shaiva, al gabi hapinkos, there's wax, and you won't be able to write with ink on top of the wax. So if you scrape off the wax with a knife, in order to be able to write on the parchment, so the Rosh quotes a Tosefta that that's a violation of Mochik. Was from Mochik, but nothing was written before. So you see that the Rosh holds that the definition of Mechika means a Hachana L'Ksiva. When you do, if I take the pen out of my pocket, that's not a Hachana L'Ksiva. If I push the, I have a ballpoint pen, push it down, I go like this. That's not a Hachana L'Ksiva. I take a piece of paper, a notebook, and I open it up, that's not a Hachana L'Ksiva. But if I have a piece of paper, and I do some kind of a Hachana on the piece of paper, a Hachana L'Ksiva that enables the piece of paper to absorb the writing, that Hachana L'Ksiva, that's the definition of Mechika. Mechika doesn't mean if you destroy Oisius. That's a in Shulchan Aruch, they have such a concept. Mechika is destroying Oisius. They have a whole discussion about, they quote from the Rishonim, they used to have cookies in the days of Rishonim that used to have the Aleph base written on it. They had a practice, the Pasuk says, of the Seiroscha B'Seich Meoi. A Pasuk in Tila, no, Seiroscha B'Seich Meoi, I think. But David HaMelech says, the Torah is inside of his kishkis. So they used to have a meaning that when the little children started learning in Chedim, they taught them the Aleph base, so they would give them cookies that had Oisius on them, and they would eat up the letters, and they would tell the children that by eating the letters, it's a Zgula for Hatzlach and Limar HaTorah, Limar Aleph base. Seiroscha B'Seich Meoi. So they have a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Are you permitted to eat those cookies on Shabbos? Hashayla for Mechika. What's for Hashayla for Mechika? If Mechika means Hachana L'Ksiva, there's no Hachana L'Ksiva. He ate up the Oisius and there's nothing left.
There.
It's all gone. There's nothing left. That's not called.
In fact, there's a modern Shayla to erase on a tape.
Okay.
Electronically, you erase it.
Okay, right. That's a Shayla. The Shaila from Mechika is a Ksiva.
Yeah,
let's say if you tape something on Shabbos, someone speaks into a tape on Shabbos, he's holding a drasha and they're making a tape recording. So is that a violation of Ksiva? And if you erase a tape, is that a violation of Mechika? So we're machmer on that. We're machmer, even though it's questionable. Okay, it's a different Shabbos. Okay. So that Bem is that whole discussion on Shabbos, that's really absurd. The Pashto says that's a Chumra Midrabbanan. That whole definition of Mechika, there's only a Chumra Midrabbanan destroying Oisius, because the Pashtus is the real correct definition of Mechika min HaTorah means Hachana L'Ksiva. So here, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish say a big Chiddush. If he writes black Oisius on top of red, I understand why it's Chai Mishum Kai said, because the Ksav Elyon is superior to the Ksav Tachton. The Ksav Elyon is black, the Ksav Tachton is red. So he can say, Ein Bishalach HaBishali didn't accomplish anything, then Ksav Elyon isn't accomplishing. No, Ksav Elyon is accomplishing. It looks better now than it looked before. Before it was red, now it's black. But why should you say that this is Moichik? Moichik means Hachana L'Ksiva. This is Mamish Ksiva. L'chora Hachana L'Ksiva means if you did one step before Ksiva, this is going to lead Moichik Al-Manos Lichtoiv. It's going to lead to Ksiva. But if the Mechika is the Ksiva Mamish, one can dingzach and say that it should not be Chayv Stein. You should say that this is Ksiva only, it's not Mechika. So that's Bemis HaChidush, that he said that Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish both say that it's Chayv Stein, that it's both the Ksiva and Mechika at the same time.
Mechika without Ksiva would be a Kalkin, wouldn't it?
If he's Meche Kalmanas, let's say he... Shlamanas Lichtav is only Mechalko. Yeah, Shlamanas Lichtav is only Mechalko. That's right. Unless you have rare cases, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a case, I remember Rav Soloveitchik gave a mashal about this and he thought the din was not so. Let's say a person has a painting, a Rembrandt, and someone else comes and he signs, I come and I sign my name on the bottom. So by signing my name, I mekalkel the painting. It was worth much more when it didn't have my signature. Then they pay thousands of dollars to get an expert to erase my signature without harming the painting. So that's Moichek Shalai Almanas Lichtoiv. So, but that's Misakin. They pay thousands of dollars to get my name off Shalai Almanas Lichtoiv. They don't want anybody else to write anything. So the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Prima Godim that the one who wrote his name is Mekalkel. He's not Chayev. And the one who erased it is Misakin. That Mechike is a Malache, even if it's not, doesn't have to be a Hachana L'Ksiva. Doesn't have to be a Hachana L'Ksiva. Mechike is a malach, except that if it's not Amanas Lichtov, it's Mekalkel, and if it's Amanas Lichtov, then it's got to be Misakin, and sometimes it'll be Misakin without Amanas Lichtov. If they're erasing the name that doesn't belong there, and they're restoring the full value of the Rembrandt, so then the Mechike per se is the Malachin. Rav Soloveitchik thought fakert. He thought that the one who writes his name, Ksiva, is always Misakin by definition. You ignore the whole circumstances. Ksiva by definition is Misakin because you're creating a new Ksav. And he thought the Mechik is always Mekalka.
What if you did the opposite here? Put red on top of black.
Right. Yeah, that's the next Gemara. If he writes red on top of black, so he's not Chayiv Mishum, he's not Chayiv Mishum Kosev, because the Ksav Elyon has not enhanced the Ksav Adarabe. The Shail is he Chayiv Mishum? Is the Chayiv Mishum Moichik or not? Is the Chayiv Mishum Moichik? So that's the next Gemara. Let's go again. Itmar Hamavid Yogabi Sikra B'Shabbos. This is just leading up. This is the we're not learning Masechah Shabbos now. But the Gemara is quoting this in order to discuss what's the din going to be by the get. We'll get to it in a few minutes. So he starts off. If he writes the Yogabi Sikra, he writes the words that are, the letters that are written already in red ink. He superimposes black ink on top of it. On Shabbos, Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish both say, "Damin shavai chayv shtayim." That is chayv tu chatois. If he did it b'shoigig, achas mishum kosev, achas mishum echig. What if he writes the yogabi dior sikra gabi sikra? It's written in black, and he writes a ksav elyon black on top of black. Or the oisias are written in red, and he writes a ksav elyon red on top of red. So red on top of red. This nishkin moichek, nishkin kosev. He didn't erase anything. It's a little deeper, it's a little darker, but that's not a malacha of ksiva, and it's not a malacha of mechika, nothing happened. Pata, it's a muktzeh, it's a klish malach delisa to go handle a pen. He's not allowed to do it, but he didn't do any malacha. There's no malacha shams. He didn't violate any derais. What if he wrote the red on top of the black? So you can't say that he did ksav, the ksav elyon is inferior to the ksav tachna. Should I say that that's called mechik? Sikra gabi dio, what if he wrote on Shabbos the red on top of the black? That's 2 days. Amri lo chayiv, amri lo potter. Some say that you chayiv, and some say that you potter. Amri lo chayiv. No one's going to say that it's kosev, and everybody will agree that it's mechik. But the shayla is this mechik a mesakein? Or do you say no? Where's the mesakein? If a person has something written and he erases the oisius in order to have a clear background to be able to write something new on top of it, he doesn't want to write on top of writing. So that's called mechik amenos lichtav, and that's called the mesakein. But over here, he's not erasing it. If he writes black on top of red, so that's a tikkun. It looks better now. The black on top of red is better. But if he writes red on top of black, so you say that that's mechik, he just ruined the lower ksav. So do you say that that's mechik amenos lichtav? What is he doing this for? He's doing it in order to write black on top of it. If he just writes red on top of black and that's the end, sof pasuk, that's the end. So he's not chayiv mishum moichik. Then it's just plain mekalkel. He's not chayiv. He's writing red on top of black, ubedaito, to write black on top of that red. So is that called moichik amanas lichtoit? That it's going to be better? It's originally it was black to begin with. The end of the story is going to be black. So it's like if you write dior gabi dior, you're not chayiv. There's no ksiva. So here he's writing red on top of black, or bedaito to write a black on top of that. You're going to go back to what you had originally in the first place. So how is that? So that's why one Dominic Mora holds that that's not called mesake. That's mekalkel. It's just mechek and there's no mesake and it's mekalkel. The other Dominic Mora holds no, that it is mesake. Why is it taka mesake? So Tosis says because it's going to be three layers of ink instead of one. Originally there was one layer of ink of black. So if you write black on top of black, and it keeps on writing black on top of black just to make it thicker, thicker. So that's not called kosev, because the ois was ready there for me before. But if he writes red on top of black, and then it's considered as if the ksav tachton disappeared now, because it's garua, it's not as good as it was before. And what's the reason why he wrote the red on top of the black? Because he plans to write another black on top of the red. So that's what one mandama holds in the Gemara. Since the halacha says he writes black on top of red, that's kosev, and here it's going to be up. Better ksav than the original ksav because it's going to be three layers of ink. So when he did the red on top of the black, that's mechike, that's enough. Mechike amenos lichtav, that's called mesake. That's the machleike samaroi. Amri lo chayv, amri lo potam. That's how the Gemara says.
Would we paskin from this Gemara the same way for today's pens? Or is that pen like a quill in a pen where you're actually building a little bit on top of the paper? What we're doing, we actually engrave it. Means when we write, we leave an impression in the paper. I think with a quill, you don't leave an impression on the paper. You just write on top, You can write one layer, you can write another layer, because it always comes up a little bit more from the paper. Am I right?
Yeah, Bayasa doesn't.
It's on top of the paper, but it's, how should I say, you put impression on it, and it goes actually, it's in the paper too. While on the ksav, when you're doing something, it builds up. There's nothing, I don't think there's an impression in the paper, because the quill doesn't leave an impression.
It doesn't part of it.
It doesn't scratch into it. It doesn't.
You don't have to scratch it.
Ksiva doesn't have to be on the top.
I don't know if it's a difference. The Gemara has on the next half, the Gemara is going to discuss chakika. Chakika is also called ksiva. Let's say if I'll carve out a get on a piece of wood, it's also called ksiva. On Shabbos, also yichai mishum kresim. I don't think it makes a difference. I don't think so. So that's for Hilchas Shabbos. Now the Gemara wants to know, how does this apply to Hilchas Gittin, if at all? Boy, Meneir, Shlagishma Rabbi Yechon, Shlagishma Talmud Rabbi Yechon. So yes, the Mashayla, Ey, the Mashayim Yodim, Lachsam, last week we learned Halacha, that when it comes to a get, we're Mekel, that we allow the Edom to sign even though they don't know how to write. So how can they sign their names if they don't know how to write? So the Gemara said, someone else will write first, and then they'll fill in the Oisius. Yeah. We allow the Edom to sign even though they don't know how to read. So how do they know what they're signing? Maybe they're signing IOU $1 million. Gemara says, we'll have Anosh and Namonim, we'll read to them what it says in the get. A special kula mishumiguna kila berabanan only by getting, because sometimes the husband is in a rush and he's only going to write the get now, and it's either now or never, and the only people who are available are people who don't know how to read, they don't know how to write. So it's a special kula by get. So once they were makeled by get, even if it wasn't such a circumstance that it's such a shas atchak that there's no one else to write to get, and either now or never, even if there's plenty of people and plenty of time, once they were mekel, so they allowed the edim shenim yodim likras, edim shenim yodim lachtim. So what's the din? The edim don't know how to sign their name. So by get were mekel, let someone else write the yoisis and they'll write on top. But if the other people are going to write the yoisis and black ink, and they're going to, the Edom are going to write black on top of black, so they did nothing. So the ksav agav ksav, the ksavelian is nothing if it's black on top of black. So would we permit the first, the bezin to write in red, and the Edom should write black on top of the red, just like we just said, that in Hilchas Shabbos that's talocha, that if you write black on top of red, that's called ksiva because it's improved. So that was the shaila that Reish Lakish des Rabbi Yechanan, when he said the shtickle, when they both said the shtickle third, that in Hilchos Shabbos if you write black on top of red is ksiva, so boy menerish lachshim Rabbi Yechanan, edim shedim yadim lachsoim, and in Hilchos Gittin we're mekel that someone else writes and they sign on top, they follow what's written before. Ma'u sheyichtav olahem besikra, would we permit the bezin to write in red, v'yachtamu, and they'll write on top of it in black? Should I say ksav elyon ksav? Should I say the upper ksav, which is black on top of red, is considered a ksav, and it's a good chasima? Oh, ain't a ksav. Zokt Rabbi Yechanan, ain't a ksav. No good. Frekta, what do you mean no good? But you just said in Hilchos Shabbos that it is good. Amalei v'halodim adatan rabbeinu, but you taught us. Ksav elyon ksav le'inyin Shabbos, that if he writes black on top of red, he's chay mishum kaysev. So Rabbi Yechanan answered, no. So the shad is, what did he answer? Amalei. ? So here is a question. How do you translate the word medamim? So there's a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. The Rishonim point out a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi learns that medamim in Hebrew has the connotation of, like I say, I'm not sure. It's a duch tzachnir that this is I think it's like this. Kamadumali. So that's what Rashi learns pshat. Rashi learns like this. Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish lived way after the Churban HaBayis. The Beis HaMikdash was carved in the year 70. So nobody was bringing any karbonis anyway. So he can paskin whatever he wants. If he's talking about tzitzis and tefillin and krishma, so he better say what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Are they going to happen? What do you mean? We don't do like that. He's talking about karbonis, kachma, so he can get away with anything. So then Reish Lakish says, well, now that you say the Shtikol Torah by Hilchas Shabbos, that if somebody writes black on top of red, so let's carry it down Halacha L'maaseh by get, what would you say? So Rabbi Yechon says, just a minute, I was saying a pilpul. I'm not so sure that I'm right in Hilchas Korbonis. I'm not so sure that I'm right in Hilchas Shabbos. It's not negev as man is that we don't give any misa, we don't give any chatos, we don't give any malkas. So I said a shtikul Torah, I'm not so convinced 100% in Hilchas Shabbos that it constitutes malachas kais in the eyes. So it was la'aloch of la'alam eyes. I think that may be the din. So that's how Rashi translates. Chim epnesha, onu medamim. I think that should be the din. Nasa Maisa, so we should fear Oisa Halacha Lamaisa and Hilchas Gittin is Nagia Lamaisa. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm not prepared to pass on halacha l'mais. So according to the way Rashi learns, you should. It's a suffix, so you shouldn't pass on like Rabbi Yochanan by Hilchos Shabbos either. But you look in the Rambam, so they have the letters for the psak in the Rambam. So you have the letter hey, the tiny letter hey on that line. That if you write black ink on top of red ink, so it says Rabbi Yochanan Mishlagish Dam Chavai Chayv Shtayim. So on the words Chayv Shtayim, there's a tiny letter hey. You look in the Rambam quotes the halacha. That's the din. So the Rambam writes, that is the din. It's not Mesupik. So what do you mean that's the din? But Rabbi Yochanan said, and by Hilchos Gittin, he doesn't allow you to write, the Bezin should write in red ink, and the Edim should write black ink on top of the red ink. So the Rambam apparently, then I'm a Farshman, say, the Rambam apparently understood, Medamim is this Daim Olazer. We're making a Tzushtel. We're making a comparison between Hilchos Gittin and Hilchos Shabbos. We're not so convinced that there's a comparison. Maybe this halacha, that black ink on top of red ink, constitutes a ksavel yon haviksav. Maybe that's only true in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Gittin, maybe it's not so. We want to compare one din to the other. I'm not so convinced about the tzushtel, but the original din in Hilchos Shabbos, he is convinced, so that blights halacha l'mais. What's wrong with the tzushtel?
Loit Rashi, how can you say on halacha, we have certain din shibuna by some midrash meir, we mean like with chodosh and so on. We say we have to go according in case of some midrash build. You shouldn't make a mistake. So how can you pass in something in the Gemara Chayv Shtayim, and you say kimaduma that if the best midrash would be, you would be in trouble to bring two chatois?
So he says I would have second thoughts. I would have to rethink it.
He says
he would rethink it. It wouldn't be halacha l'maaseh. He said he was just giving a shir. He didn't intend that it should be halacha l'maaseh. Halacha l'maaseh. Even about the carbonus, he's not sure.
Why did he say Limatana Rabbeinu? He himself said so. Don't look at Veiro.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, but he taught him.
He was a Talmud.
He agreed with it.
He agreed with
it. He taught him that, and he agreed after yeah. it with it.
I was wondering myself. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't understand what the Gemara is asking. The Mishnah says that if you write again the D.O., the son, and with Sikra, that both of those conceive of what was D.O. and Sikra is kosher.
Right.
I don't understand what the Gemara is asking if you're writing one on top of the other. If you write that the boy Mine, after he's saying if you write one on top of the other, it's a machlokes whether it's okay. They're both okay according to the Mishnah.
No, but the bottom ksav has my name, Tzvi ben Alimelech, but someone else signed it. I didn't sign it. So then the Bezin wants me to sign my name, and I don't know how to write Hebrew. So someone else is going to write, let's say, the husband or the wife, one of the Krovim.
He's going to write
the name. Cotton is going to write my name in red ink, and I'm going to write black ink on top of the red ink. So the original red ink on the bottom is no good. Someone else wrote my name, so that's not a good chasima. But the shot is, if I'm going to write the black ink on top of the red ink, so ksav el yon havi ksav, because it's improving it.
You're writing on top of the red ink because you don't know how to write. So basically you're tracing. That's what the question
tracing.
Is.
So I'm writing my name now, so that's the shayla. Would you say ksav el yon havi ksav, and you have my chasim on the get, and it's good. We have two edim signed on the get. Or should you say no, the ksav el yon, when the upper ksav is an improvement over the lower ksav, ksav el yon havi ksav, maybe it's only Hilchos Shabbos, maybe it doesn't apply to Hilchos Gittin. So the Rambam learns, that's the Gemara's Chilik. We're making a Tzushtel between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Gittin. Tzushtel is no good. Hilchos Shabbos you are Chayiv, and Hilchos Gittin you're not Chayiv. Why not? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say on this Gemara. This he has printed in a drasha. He has a Malitz in a drasha, and the people who don't know his Shiurim on the Gemara don't know what his Malitz is. So he said like this, that last week, we looked in the Tesis, in the first parak on Tesamid Beis, and the first parak on Tesamid Beis, the Gemara talks also about this topic. The Edom don't know how to write their name. So it's a special kula that we permit such Edom to sign a get, because by get sometimes it could be that there'll be a chashash igun. So that's why we're mekel, even in a case where there is no chashash igun, that we allow the Bezin to do something and then the Edom will sign on top. So what do we allow the Bezin to do? So there was one opinion in the Gemara that you give a stencil. You make a stencil of his name and he fills in his name. So Tosis quotes the Kasha from the Yushalmi and Aftesam and Beis, the Tosis Mekara Lahem. So at the end of the tender, the Tosis, they say, the last five lines, the Yushalmi Parich, the Yushalmi Frek, the Kasha, Pirchem. What the Edom have to sign using their own signature. When I sign a check, I'm going to imitate someone else's signature. The bank may not honor it. I have to sign my name with my handwriting. So what do you mean they're going to give me a stencil? I'm going to fill in the stencil. So it's going to have the shape of the letters of the stencil. So how is that my unique savyat? If you show me, they're going to give me a stencil with big fat letters, and I'm going to have I'll write one line in the middle, so it'll have my unique handwriting. That's what Yishalmi says. A Mishani, and for the Yishalmi, you have a big empty space in the stencil, and the Edom don't fill in the whole space, they just fill in a little in the middle. So that's their uniqueness. So what do you see from that thesis? That when Edom sign a get, like when you sign a check, it has to be in your handwriting, it has to be Ksav Yodai. So too, when the Edom sign a get, it has to be in their handwriting. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said was pshat in the Rambam over here. Then Shonim Adam Nasa Maisa in Hilchas Shabbos, the halacha is that Kaisav is chayv. Does it have to be my unique handwriting? No. If I made Oisius, I'm chayv. Does not have to be my unique handwriting. Let's say I'll take a stencil in Hilchas Shabbos. I'll take a stencil and I'll write Aleph Beis. The stencil has the whole Aleph Beis. I'll write Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Hey, it's not my unique handwriting. Any child will take the stencil. We'll make the same tzuras Oisius also. I'm chayv on Shabbos. That's a malach of ksiva. It doesn't have to be my unique savya. I'm not signing a check over here. So that's what the Rambam learned pshat. How can you make a tzushtel, a dimyan? Then Shana Madam, how can you compare chasimas, haget, to Shabbos? Shabbos, when you write black on top of red, ksavelyan haviksav, but over here by the get, what? The Edom are going to sign black on top of red and fill in the whole space. So there's no ksavya. So that's why it's no good. That's how the Rambam understood the Gemara. So then Rav Soloveitchik discussed what would the din be in the Gemara on the next daf, on daf Chof and Aleph. There's a drosha that Rav Soloveitchik gave many years ago. I think Hillel Zeidman wrote it up in Yiddish and he printed it many years ago. So recently the yeshiva reprinted it. About Amenches via Sefer Torah, Geglichen Sa Sefer Torah, with all the comparisons that he gave. So in the middle, and then they translated it into Hebrew, they took the Yiddish and they translated it into Hebrew. It's a little humorous. The humorous translation is sometimes very literal. They did, instead of translating expressions, like in one place, the Rav had in the drosha, that's where Hillel Zeidman wrote there, se spilt nish ken rolle. That's something. So he wrote in the Hebrew, ze lo mesachek misra. Se spilt nish ken rolle. Lo mesachek, a rolle is a misra. He should have written Zalomalavalomoyre, but you don't say Zalomasachim. Mamish, a literal translation. Yeah, very literal translation. I was like, so in the middle of that drasha, so Rav Soloveitchik writes, and as I explained in my Shiurim and Yeshiva, when the Sefer writes a Sefer Torah, has to be Biksav Yodai. He's referring to this, that that's his explanation in the Rambam, that the Rambam learns that there's no comparison, there's no dimyum between Hilchas Shabbos and Chasimah Seidim, because in Chasimah Seidim you need Ksav Yodai. Like this is quoted Daf Tes B'Shem HaYushalmi. And then there's a Gemara on the next Daf. Maybe we'll learn that Gemara now. The Gemara on the next Daf speaks about Sefer Torah. So that's how Rav Soloveitchik interpreted the Rambam's Pesach there. About six lines from the top of Chof and Aleph. We'll run through the rest of the Gemara also a little later. Omer Rav Chizda, on the top of Chof and Aleph, Omer Rav Chizda by the tiny letter base. Get Shiksava Shalom Lishma. Let's say the whole get is written in black, not in red. The get, let's say you have a printed get, they print the text of the get. Like that printed text of a Ksuba and a printed text of a Mechiras Komets, because it doesn't need Ksiva Lishma. So you just have to fill in the names in the city and the date. So let's say you have a get. So a get, you're not allowed to have like that because the get has to be written Lishma. So let's say they have a printed get, so it's no good. So the Sefer will take a pen and he'll write over every Yois Lishma. But it's going to be black on top of black. It's going to be red on top of red. So is that good? So based on what we learned before, there's nothing to discuss. It's no good. Black on top of black or red on top of red is nothing. So this Gemara says not so. The get is written Shalom Lishma. And then the husband tells the Sefer, I want you to write it Lishma, the Hever, all of Kulmis, Lishma, the Kulmis is the pen. So he takes the pen and he rewrites every single ois, that's how Rashi writes. Hever, all of Kulmis, I'll call ois, the ois, on every single ois. It doesn't mean he takes a pen and he goes like this. That's not that's not called Hever, all of Kulmis. Rashi writes that it's not the magic wand that he's waving. It means he takes a pen and he rewrites, he copies every single letter. He rewrites every single letter, but it's a ksav, agabi ksav. So is the halacha ksavelya and havik savanan? So based on what we learned, no good. If it's black on top of black and red on top of red, it's nothing. So Rav Chisda says no. Bona le machlekes abyudav rabbona. It depends on the machlekes satanoim. The Tanya, we have a brisa. It says it comes from Asecha Sofrim. The Tanya. The Sofer is in the middle of writing a Sefer Torah. Arei shahayet tzorach lichtav es Hashem. He has to write Yud Kei Vav Kei in the middle of a pasuk. And the Sefer forgot Vua Halp. And he thought that he has to write the name Yehuda. That's mistake number one. Then he made mistake number two. The Fishi Tosa is supposed to write Yehuda. He forgot to write the Dalet. So it turns out that he wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei. Based on the double mistake, he thought he was supposed to write Yehuda and he forgot to write the Dalet. But he's supposed to write Yud Kei Vav Kei. So is it good or not? But it's no good. The way it stands is no good because the Sheamus in the Sefer Torah, you have to have Kavanah. There's just a discussion in Rishonim. Does the Sefer have to say the pair? We are Machmer, we spoke in the beginning of Gittin. The Get has to be written Lishma, so the Mishnah Brura quotes a Machlekes HaRishonim. Does Lishma mean you haven't seen Lishma? Oh, that's not enough. You have to say, how many kinds of Get Zel, Lishma, Lishma, Lishem Gerishim. Or let's say when you tied Tzitzis Lishma, when you blacken the Ritzuas, and when you blacken the bottom, when you bake the Matzahs Lishma. Whenever you do anything Lishma, do you need Amira? Or is it not necessary to have a mirror? So we mentioned the Rosh writes in Hilchos Sefer that he thinks that maybe it depends on the Machlokes, the two opinions in Tosis in the first half in Menachos and the first half in Zrochim. What about when you make Pigul, when you make Shaloi Lishmo, when you make a Shinoi Bailim, any, when you speak about a Machsheves Psul in Karbonis? Machsheves Psul means a Machshove, Galata Machshove, he has in mind, or he says, I'm shechting the Karbon, I have in mind to eat it next week. So the Rishonim have 2 days over there. Whether Machsheves Psul means Amira, the halacha doesn't consider just what he's thinking. What do you say? No. Machshavas psul mi machshav is recognized. So what about machshavas hechsher? Not a machshavas psul. Whatever is considered machshava for pasling is the same shaila. What's considered machshava for being machshav the tzitzis, a machshav the matzis, a machshav the get? Do you need amira, or is it sufficient with kavana? So that's a machlekes rishon. So here in the tour is mashma. That's what Rav Chaim points out. In the tour is mashma that even if you hold that you need amirev to give the status of lishma, but when you write Sheamus and you need lishma, the Gemara assumes in Ferish you need lishma. This brisa, as far as for sure you don't need amirev. There's no need for amirev. So that's what Rav Chaim talks about in the sefer. Why should that be so? If in general by tzitzis and by tefillin and by matzah and by ksivas haget is a machlokes and the Mishnah Brura so machman that you need amira, so why is it mashman the Torah that by ksivas shemus you need lishma that you don't need amira over there? So he explains it's not a different din of lishma. There's no separate din of ksivas shem Hashem lishma. You're writing the Sefer Torah, l'shem kedusha Sefer Torah. So he said it in the beginning of the Ksiva. Are any kinds of Sefer Torah, l'shem kedusha Sefer Torah. There's no special l'shma needed for the Shem Hashem. What you need for the Shem Hashem is it? Let's say the word Elohim is often chol. It means dayanim or means powerful people, and very often it's kodesh or the name alef dalet nun yud. Adonoi is the plural of Adon. Adon nichbod. So I say, my masters, it could be chol, and sometimes, most of the time, it's kodesh. Even Yud Kei Vav Kei, that we usually think, whoever some heard Yud Kei Vav Kei, so the Rambam and the Mar and the Buchan points out that by Pesel Micha, and Sefer Shaftim, by Pesel Micha, it's used Boloshen Chol. Yud Kei Vav Kei is also chol. Shin Dalet Yud could be She Dai, who says, Stechemet, is the name of the Sefer Stechemet. So they had tainus, why he printed there? Shema Shema, and they said, what do you want? The name of the Sefer is Sedei Chemet, Kim Sedei Chemet, Shin Dalet Yud. So they had tainus, so they insisted on the second printing and she put in the kudis. So it has nekudis. Hashva, where do you ever see a sefer that has nekudis on the shablat? They insisted he has to put nekudis, that everybody should know that it's not shakai, it's Sedei, he doesn't have the kudis on Chemet, he just has nekudis. There's no problem, there's no issue on the Chemet, the issue was on the Sedei. So on all the Sheamus of Hashem, Kael, Elokim, all the Zayin Shem Shein Mechokim, Eke is usually Chol, and once in a long while, Aleph Hei Yud Hei is Kodesh. So all of the Zayin Shemus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu will only be in this Kodesh if the Sefer had in mind L'Shem Gavoya, but that's not a new din of Lishma, that you need, like you need baking matzahs Lishma, you need Ksivas Haget Lishma, you have to have a Chveis Shechitas Korbanos Lishma. It's not that kind of a din Lishma. It's just to identify did he have in mind Kodesh or did he have in mind Chol, that's all. If it would have been a new din of Lishma, then the Torah would have taka required Amira. Like he says, you require Amira for Ksiva Sefer Torah Lishma. So Rav Chaim says, no, just to identify what it is. So that's what the Braisa is talking about. The Sefer made a double mistake. Mistake number one was he thought he's supposed to write Yehuda. So he didn't have a mind at all, the Shem Kod. He had a mind on the Shem Yehuda. Mistake number two, he forgot to put the Dalit. Then it turns out good for the Jews, he has the Shem Yud Kevavki, but it's good and it's no good because it's not Kodesh. So what does he do? That's another thing. Taisa says that the minig asofrim, they say it's not a din. They say the minig asofrim is that before they write Bereishis Barlakim, they pronounce the words that they're about, they read from another sefer, they pronounce the words, and a remez for that minig, Taisa Simenacha says that remez for that minig is the fact that the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dictating to Moshe, Moshe Omer v'Kaisif. So Taisa, in this quote of the Shulchan Aruch, so Taisa only quotes that it's a remez for the minig asofrim. That's what he once mentioned, Rav Soloveitchik. I think I may have it in my sefer. Rav Soloveitchik guess, why is it only a remez for the minig? A gevaldige mocker. What do you say? It's a remez and a minig. It's a din. It says, Moshe Omer v'Kaisif. So he said, in the name of Rav Chaim, he doesn't think that that's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Pasha Pshat, Moshe Omer, because Moshe Rabbeinu delivered the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael. The Baruch Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu the parsha of Tzitzis. So Moshe Rabbeinu delivered the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Omer, and after he delivered it, then he wrote it, he made it, after it was first Nevuah, Nevuah is Bar Nivsvasayim, when the Navi pronounces it with his lips. After it becomes, it's Chalan, it's Hashem Nevuah, then it can be Chal Hashem Torah if he's going to write it. So that's what it means, Moshe Omer v'Kaisif. So Taisa says it's only a remez, Leminiga, Sofrim, that they mumble the words before they're about to write, because that's not the real pshat in the Gemara. So Nechanami over here, he didn't mumble the right thing before he said Yehuda. He said Yehuda before. So that wouldn't be Miyakev. But the shot is he didn't even have in mind. So what do you do on this Yudke Vavke? So Rav Yehuda is of the opinion, Mavrol of Kulmas and Makatshoi. Let him take the pen. He's writing with black ink, and he should rewrite black on top of black. Let him rewrite Yudke Vavke on top of the Yudke Vavke that's there, or Makatshoi, and the Ksav Elgin will be Makatshoi. But Chachamim Amrim, the Chachamim disagree that it's no good. But Taisa says, we don't understand the whole Gemara. Doesn't this Gemara totally contradict this Gemara? We just learned that black on top of black is nothing with nothing, is no ksive, ksav elyon is not ksav, and all of a sudden over here, the Gemara says it's a machlekes atanoim, by Hilcha Sefer Torah, that carries over to get. If the get was written shelo d'shmo, can you rewrite it on top of shmo? How can it be? The Gemara just said over here, nobody disagrees. Why didn't they mention over here, Rabbi Yudin and Rabbanon?
The Ksiva was done, it's fair
in the Lishma. Yeah.
So that's why he can write it over. Can copy it over. Because you're copying over his Lishma. He copied it over Lishma.
Oh, so that's what Taisus is Machadish. Taisus says, Pshat, if you write black ink on top of red ink, you've made an improvement. So that the Gemara says is ksav, ksav elyon haviksav. So if you write lishmo on top of shalom lishmo, that's quite an improvement. Lishmo on top of shalom lishmo is no good, not for the get, not for the shem Hashem. If you write lishmo on top of shalom lishmo, that's better than black ink on top of red ink. So just like the Gemara said, black ink on top of red ink is an improvement.
So therefore, the fact
that the Ksav Elyon was Lishma on top of the Ksav Tachtan, which is Shalom Lishma, the only difference is that that's a physical improvement and this is a halachic improvement. So the Rav Chizda said, that's the Machlekes. Rav Yehuda in the Chacham, the Rav Yehuda considers that also an improvement. That just like black on top of red is a physical improvement, so the Ksav Elyon Havi Ksav, because you have improved, it's a higher level of Ksiva. So too, if the Ksav Elyon is Lishma, and the Ksav Tachtam was Shalom Lishma, that's a halachic improvement, so that's also Havi Ksiva. And the Chachamim disagree, they say no. If it's black on top of red, it's Diche. But if it's Lishma on top of Shalom Lishma, that's not that improvement, the halachic improvement is not recognized by the halach and the Hilchas Ksiva. So Rav Chizda thought, L'cher, that's the Machlekes of Yudin the Rabbanan by the Sefer Torah. And it applies to the get as well. That's how Taisa says, that's Pasha Pshat in Yomar.
Doesn't fall into the category of Tassin Lemon Austin? Like you have by Sukkot.
No, it's not Tassin Lemon Austin. Here, the first Ksav is no good. He's here, it's worthless. The only becomes Kosher when he writes the second Ksav. When he does the second Ksav Lishmo, then he makes it into a Kosher, a Sefer Torah. So the Ksiva is Machshir, it's not Tassin Lemon Austin. Adaran. No, it is a good Ksiva. So that's how Rav Chizda seems to have learned that this is the Machlekes of Yudin and Rabbanan, whether if the Ksav Elyon introduces an improvement, a halachic improvement, it's not a mitzvizdik improvement, like black on top of red, it's a halachic improvement of the Shema, superimposed on top of Shelo Lishma, is that also considered an improvement that you should say that the Ksav Elyon have Ksav? The next Amoira disagrees with Rav Chisda, Amar Avacha Bayankif, and he dings off Vilma Loihi. Maybe there's no comparison. Perhaps Al Kan Lo Kamer Rabbanon Hosamela. Maybe even the Chachamim agree with Reb Yude that just like black on top of red is an improvement. So if you write Lishma on top of Shaloi Lishma, it's also an improvement. Maybe so by the get they would also agree that it would be good if the get is written Shaloi Lishma printed form, and the sefer rewrites every single letter on top of the Shaloi Lishma, it would be good. Maybe the only time the Chachamim passel by the get is by the only time they passel by the Shem Hashem.
Because
you need to care. It's got to be sloppy. The Gemara says later aloshen on daf nun dalan amadeis. You see on the side it says this Gemara appears nun dalan amadeis. The Gemara says maybe it's possible because mechzik menuma. It looks spotty. The whole Sefer Torah is only one layer of Ksav, and all of a sudden over here it's going to be bolder letters, it's going to be fatter because he wrote a second Ksav on top of the first Ksav. He wrote Yud Kei Vavke on top of Yud Kei Vavke. So Merzi Kiminumer, it looks sloppy, so that's why it's no good. That's the Machlekes Rav Ache and Rav Chisda. Here granted there's a shadow. What do you mean, Zekel Me'aveu Pasels B'Yevet, Anayzach? The Gemara says that Kenem Aveyu Hisnoy Lefana B'Mitzvahs. You should be Mahada by Tfilin Noyim and by a Tzitzis Noya and by a Shena Mentale for the Sefer Torah and by a nice Estrig box. All of this is included in Zakir Aveyu. And if a person keeps his Estrig in the cardboard box, so he's not Yosef, he keeps it in, with the stamp on it. Some people like to keep the stamp to show that they bought from Eretz Yisrael with the Israeli stamp. Let's say he keeps it not with his own stamp. It's a very bizoyin dicker box. He's not yotze the mitzvah because he didn't do zaken v'aveu. The Gemara said beferish in Sukkah that zaken v'aveu is only lachatchila is not b'riyavet. So what does the Gemara mean over here? Avrachen is the chapela. The rabbanon say because he didn't fulfill zaken v'aveu, so that's why they pasul b'riyavet. Ein hashem min amufcha. Ein hashem min amufcha means it's not lachatchila. No, it means that it's no good. Period. It's no good even b'riyavet. How can you say it passes by the end?
So the Shreinim have... The Ein Hashem in Amufcha is also Shrei. Why didn't the Pur... Why the Rabbanon says it's no good? Why do they say... Why do they use the Ein Hashem in Amufcha? It means it's not exactly right.
It's a puzzle.
It's a little... Yeah.
Oh, so some Shreinim want to say... There's one din of Zekel Me'avei, one Tzitzis on Tefillin, on Shofar, on Mentale, that's one thing. Then there's another din of Zekeli, on the Shem Hashem. A special din. On the Shem Hashem, it's Maki B'Riyevit. That's in the back of the Gemara. Some of the Machranim want to say it like that.
Another possible answer, where the whole purpose of writing the Megillah, writing the Get, is the Ksiva, the writing itself. If you have a little of an Esther box, something here that's fun, but here, the testimony is the writing of the Get itself.
It's the letters itself.
So it would be a svara that the writing should be, beyond perfect, but it should be, perfect.
The get, the Gemara says, it would be good. The Gemara is now suggesting, by get, the Rabbanan would agree with Rabbi Yudah that it would be good if you rewrite Lishma on top of Shalom Lishma. Only by Sefer Torah they hold no good. This Gemara introduces Zekel Me'aveu to distinguish between get as opposed to the Sefer Torah. That the Rachachamim only say by the Sefer Torah it's no good. By the get they would agree that it would be good.
I can extend it on, I can send it far now on to a Sefer Torah, because the object is to reach the Sefer Torah. So therefore the Ksav has to be better.
Mean the whole Sefer Torah, right. Sefer Torah. So that's what other Acharinim disagree. That the you don't have to say it only goes on the Shem Hashem. No, what if a child wrote Bereishis Bara? Didn't write Hashem Hashem. Bereishis Bara. The child before Bar Mitzvah, so that's called Shalal Lishma. A goy wrote Bereishis Bara. Chal Shabbos, whatever, wrote Bereishis Bara. And it's not kosher. So the Sefer will rewrite a Ksav Elyon on top of the Ksav Tachon. So it's not Keli. We're not dealing with Shem Hashem. We're dealing with the rest of the Sefer Torah. So other Acharinim disagree. Like you, Tana, they say, no, the Gemara didn't mean only Ein Hashem min Amufcha de Shem Hashem, because the din of Zekeli V'Anbeu has special application to Sheamus in the Sefer Torah, that there it even passes B'riyevit. By Sukkah and by Shofar and by Tzitzis, only then Lechatchila, my Shem Hashem is B'riyevit. So the Acharinim say, no, it's Lav Davke. Ein Hashem means the word. The word Shem in Hebrew doesn't always mean Shem Hashem, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a capital N. Sheamus, we call Sheamus, Shem Hashem. We used to call him Shem Hashem. But it doesn't necessarily have to be translated like that. Ein Hashem Ina Melech means this word is no good. Why is it no good? Because the din of Zaken Maver passels b'di'evid. But normally it does not passel b'di'evid. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said on this Gemara. A few Achrayim have like that. The Mishkan Es Yankiv has like this in the Sefer. There's a famous Rashi in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel. The Mishnah says that Lulav HaYovesh is pasul. If the Lulav is so dry that it's all white, there's no green at all. So Lulav HaYovesh is pasul. So what's wrong? So Taisus says on the Gemara it's no good because it says creates Hadar. It says an Esrik has to have Hadar. And because it's written one next to the other in the same pasul, guess what? It's written next to Lulav, so it has a din of a Hekesh. So just like you require Hadar for the Esrik, you require also Hadar for the Lulav. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. The Shaila is, Rabbi Yudah says that Lulav, that Lulav HaYovesh is kosher. So the Gemara says, that's a Shaila, whether Makshin on Lulav the Esrik, or Loi Makshin on Lulav Esrik. The Yudarshin is Hekesh Hanan. That's Pashup Shat. But Rashi does not say like that. Rashi says on the first Mishnah in the third Perek in Sukkah, Lulav HaYovesh Pasul, the Binon Zekelevi Anveyu, you need Hisnoi Lefona B'mitzvahs, and a Yovish is a lack of Noye Mitzvah. So Taisa says, Anayim Aisa, whoever heard that Noye Mitzvah passes by the Yevit? Noye Mitzvah is a different Mitzvah. Lachatchili should have Noye Mitzvah. If you didn't make it in a pretty fashion, so you still Yaitz. So Rav Dovala says on the Rashi, you see from the Rashi sheet, the Rashi is of the opinion that if you wear tefillin and they're not pretty, it's not that you're missing a different Mitzvah. There are 613 mitzvahs, so there's a mitzvah to have tefillin and tzitzis and shofar and lulav and esrig, and there's another mitzvah to have to do everything in a nice way. No, that's not a zaytige mitzvah. The felt and the tefillin, it's the felt and it's intrinsic over here. So he brings a few good, very good rais to indicate that that's so. That noye mitzvah shouldn't be taken as another mitzvah, a different mitzvah. No, noye mitzvah enhances each and every mitzvah. It's a heather in this mitzvah tefillin. Yeah, but still it only enhances. So how can Rashi say that apostles be the evidence? So you have to say like Taisus. Taisus quotes from the Gemara. Gemara says, Makshina Lulav Liestrik. That by Yestrik it says you need Hadar. And the Shaila is whether Lulav also requires Hadar, doesn't require. So what is Rashi for Arayin over here with Zekele and Veim? So that's what the Rav Soloveitchik said. The standard Achrayim on the Daf, they all say like that Pshat. The early Achrayim have like that. The Rashi holds that the Pasuk of Hadar is just coming to be Megala that Zekele and Veim is Makiv over here. That sometimes Zekel Mabe is only Lachatchila, it's only a Hidra in the Mitzvah, and sometimes it's even Likuva. When is it, and you even find, like you find in this Gemara, that is Likuva, so sometimes even by other things it's also Likuva. So how do you know whether it's Likuva or not? Except the Achrayim Kvetchna Svara, it's a Shvera Svara to know where to apply it and where not to apply. So they say Lamashal. Let's say a person will have a beautiful, beautiful esrog, but he holds it in a very pashut. He wraps it up in a newspaper. He wraps it up in Del Yid, whatever. The Yid, whatever.
In the New York Times.
So you're going to say that he's not Yetzir B'Yevet? You're going to say he's not Yetzir B'Yevet? What has it got to do? Well, he didn't do the mitzvahs that Kerev Aveir, but you're going to say he's not Yetzir B'Yevet? What shaykhus does it have? So sometimes we understand very well that the heather is extrinsic. It's external. It's not shak to say that apostles but the evidence. So that's all the pasuk comes to tell you. The pasuk makshin on lulav, the esrik, comes to tell you that you need hadar. By lulav also, pre-eitz hadar is the name of the fruit. So avad if it's not hadar, apostles but the evidence. So if you say makshin on lulav, the esrik, that what that tells you is that heather by the lulav is also Pasha intrinsic. And if it'll be missing, it'll passel, taka because it was a kelim yaveh, because the noi is so intrinsic over here, it's so connected with the mitzvah, that even b'di'evet it'll be passel. So Rashi, the mocker for this Rashi, that's what Achan said, the mocker for the Rashi Svara is this Gemara, that the Gemara understood that by, not necessarily by Shem Hashem, but Tziva Sefer Torah, the yofi, of if it's sloppy, you can write a Sefer Torah nicely, then you can write even nicer, then you can write even nicer, spend a little more money, have it even nicer. But you can't say that it's not pretty if you didn't spend all the money to make it fancy, should be fancy. But if you made it Mechzik Menuma, sloppy, that Zichah felt in Zakel Aver. Mechzik Menuma means that it's sloppy. So that Rashi learns from this Gemara, whenever there's a lack of Zakel Aveyu, it's Zichah passels by the other. The question, what do you mean it's a lack of Zakel Aveyu? See, if it's sloppy, it's a lack of Zakel Aveyu. But if it's nice, but it could have been prettier, so that you can't say that the pasul b'di'evit, or if there's some external heder that he didn't do, that zichah doesn't pasul b'di'evit. So that's the shaila how to read this gemara. Whether the gemara meant to say that by shem Hashem only, ein Hashem in amurcha means only by shem Hashem, they say that that it pasuls b'di'evit, it's a new din of zekel me'aveir by shem Hashem, and there's another din by all other mitzvahs. So no, it's lav dafke shem Hashem. It means this word is not kosher. Why is this word not so kosher? Because the Gemara said, Mechziki menumer. Because whenever you're really lacking hidur, it passes. But sometimes you say, you have a little hidur, you don't have so much hidur, that doesn't pass.
What in the Katsha is that Rabbi Hilda says, if it is not applying only to Hashem Abaya, if you say that it is only the case of Hashem, there's a Mekatsha,
it's
just Hashem.
Yeah, in this case it means a Mekatsha, the Shem Hashem.
So this is a Mekatsha.
Who are the Nami, the same Achlekes would apply, let's say a cotton wrote Bereshis Bora. And then the Sefer will rewrite it, the Shmo on top. The cotton can't write the Shmo. A woman will write, let's say. So the Gemara says later in Gitna, if a woman writes a Sefer Torah, it's possible, because the women are not obligated to put on tefillin, it's a Memhemid base. The woman is not obligated. In some shuls, when they make the Siyum Sefer Torah, and they fill in the Oisias, so they have to have the women also. You know, you have to give equal rights to the women. So the Gemara says that it's possible. So what are you going to do? Let's say you have a Sefer Torah, and you know that some of the women filled in. Or a person filled in Oisias, he doesn't like film. The person paid money in order to fill in Oisias. He's not a Shem Shabbos, he's not a Frumah Yid. The Gemara says whoever is not a Frumah Yid cannot write Oisias in the Sefer Torah. The women, even if they are Frum, can't write because they're not Mechuyim. So
writes.
Some places the Sefer writes, but in Europe they still used to have the practice that the people wrote. That's why they changed it. That's why they changed it now. No, that's why they changed it now, because they used to have non-observant Jews wanted to have the kibbutz of filling in Oisias. So they stopped it, now the Sefer fills in. But years ago, the minhag always was that the Balabatim filled in the letters. The same fact that they once asked Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld Ashayla, there was a Sefer Torah where the last three lines were written beautifully. And it was obvious that they hadn't fulfilled the minhag of having everybody fill in an ois. So he said they shouldn't learn from that Sefer Torah, because they weren't mekayim the minhag of telling ois oisias that everybody should fill in another ois. By us, they always have like that. You pay a dollar or two to the Sefer, and then the Sefer writes in the Oisias. So all the Oisias are written in the same Ksav. But in all the old Sefer Torah, was never like that. The last five lines in the Sefer Torah were always sloppy, because everybody filled in the ice differently. So some were fat, and some were skinny, and some were tall, and some were short. He held it wasn't right, that they didn't observe the minig that was Mekubal B'chol Tzvutzis Yisrael. When you make the Siyum of the Sefer Torah, you have the whole Kehillah participate in writing an ice. That's how they tell over a story. I don't know if it's true. As I
said, they apply to Shem Avayah.
Could also be. Okay. That's another Knetch within the same song. So here, let's say you have such a case. Let's say a woman wrote in an ice in the Sefer Torah. Or Michal Shabbos wrote an ice in the Sefer Torah. And based on the Gemara here, by the woman, it's possible. Michal Shabbos can sign Echad, that is possible. So would it be sufficient if the Sefer will just rewrite Le'eni Kol Yisrael, Nishkan Shem Hashem, Le'eni Kol Yisrael, would it be sufficient? So that's the Machlekes of Yudan and the Rabbanan. They're talking by Shem Hashem. We pass like the Rabbanan that it's no good. Would the Rabbanan say it's no good only by Shem Hashem? Would they say anyway in the Sefer Torah it's no good? So that's the big Machlekes Halacha Maaseh, the Machlekes Achrayim. Whether this Ein Hashem in Amufchor is only by Shem Hashem, or it's by the word is no good. So the Ksav is no good.
Sofer has to have a couple of his, he has to know what each word means.
No, he just has to know he's writing a Sefer Torah. When it comes to the Shemus, he has to realize that this is a Shem Hashem and not a Chol, not a Dovah Shol Chol.
And the reverse is
true. And the reverse,
yeah,
if he writes a word Chol, the Shem Chol.
And then he thinks, that this is
Shem.
I don't think so.
He didn't
have it. Adhu Alekim Yavad name, and he wrote it Lashem Kedusha. I don't think it's possible. It's just it's not Chal.
No, but let's say it says Ravad Tinochim
Achayim. Yeah, and he had in mind Lashem Kodesh.
That's already bad. That's bad because.
He made a mistake, but I don't think it's possible. The other way passes. But if he has the Kavanah to be Mekadesh, a word that's Chol, I don't think it. I don't think it creates a psul. I have to look in the. Only in the one direction it passes.
In addition to Siva Sefer Torah, an additional kavana
for the Shemus to identify them. That's what Rav Chaim says, to identify them. So getting back again, so Rav Soloveitchik in that drasha about that mentions Giglichen Sa Sefer Torah. So he thought the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. So the Rambam paskins, Yochid Rambam paskins like the Rabbanim. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the pshat in the Rambam was because just like when you sign a check, it neither should be your handwriting.
Yeah.
The bank may check you if it's not in your unique handwriting. So to the Yerushalmi that is quoted on Daf Tasam, they said that when Adam sign a shtar, a document, that's like signing a check. Has to be din from Ksav Yad. So he said, if you have a Ksav al Gabi Ksav, and the lower ksav is shalom lishmon, and the upper ksav is lishmon. Zos shine zain. That is like black on top of red, and you have an improvement, but it's still not ksav yadai. It's still, it's not ksav yadai. The lower one was no good. The upper one is the one that's good. That's the one lishma. But the one that's lishma doesn't have anything unique because he just rewrote everything on the lower one. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that that's the pshat in the Gemara. Ein Hashem in Amuvcha, because it lacks a kel yaveh. What's lacking? What's lacking? So Gevenach, he learned, Merzik Himenuma, it looks sloppy. So he said, why does it look sloppy? Take a look, this is a fancy Gemara that they charge more money for. That the Dibra Maschal and Rashi is in bold letters. So what's so bad? You have a Sefer Torah, and every time it has a Shem Hashem, it's in big bold letters. You have a lot of times in a fancy ksuba, yeah. They have the whole ksuba is written in these ICs, then the names of the Chasim Kal in big letters. Yeah. So what's so bad about that? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, maybe a little bit al derech hadrash, so he suggested maybe mechziki menumer ein Hashem in amuvcha means that when you write a sefer Torah, it has to be the ksav yodai of the sefer. The sefer puts his own neshama into the writing of the sefer Torah. It's not stam. He does a job. He's writing. No, he's putting part of himself into it. So just like his personality, so to speak. So just like when you sign a check, avadi ni ksav yodai. When you sign chasim esedim, avadi ni ksav yodai. That's the Yerushalmi. Maybe that's the pshat, ein Hashem in Amuvchor, because Mechzi Kiminuma, what does it mean exactly, Mechzi Kiminuma, the Gemara Nun Dalaram Beis? So he suggested maybe what it means is that he thought from the Rambam is no special, nothing more than the Gemara, nothing more than Gemara, he thought maybe the pshat means the Dinik Sav Yodai of the Sefer. That was his suggestion. But he himself wrote before. But his original handwriting on his Gittai.
I got a signature and I copied
over
my own
signature.
Yeah,
but
the first time was no good. And the second time that it is good, he's not doing anything unique. There's nothing unique about it because just exactly duplicating the lower ksav. That was his suggestion. So that's the illusion and that drasha. He writes that he explained in the Shiurim that when you write a Sefer Torah, the mensch is Mekadosh the Sefer Torah. It's not just that this is the Dvar Elokim. He said the person, he says the Malach teaches the baby called Tarakula before he's born, and that Torah that's within the person, now the person is Mekadosh the Sefer Torah. He said that's why you need his Ksav Yad. That was the Chelek HaDrush, of course.
Well, if also Shemus would be that you was a fat friend.
It's only one. That's Mechzi Kiminuma, but that's the Pashup Shat. The Pashup Shat is Avada. Mechzi Kiminuma, looks sloppy, blotchy, you have a blotch over here. So this was a suggestion. That's about how to interpret the Gemara.
Was this, the Hidur applied to matzahs, to making Shmura matzah, to make it more beautiful, rounder, or colored, all uniform?
Yeah.
Is that to make that any improvement?
Yeah, you have to have beautiful matzahs also. They should look pretty, they should taste good.
Yeah.
Nice shape, yeah, shouldn't be too fat, shouldn't be too skinny. It's also a hidden mitzvah, why not? But it wouldn't pass over the ever.
But women usually roll them out, not men.
That's okay, the Rishayim say... Right, so the Rishayim say, if women would have not been mechuyev, the Ritva writes in Psochim. If women would have not been mechuyev matzah or given atzara, the women wouldn't be able to make the matzah lishma. But since women are mechuyev matzah, so therefore they're able to create lishma. Whoever is ain't a b'toras cannot create lishma. by tefillin, women are not mechayvim tefillin. And the pasuk writes, "Ukshar to mechsaftem." Mishyeshnem bikshira, yeshnem biksiva. Though whoever is obligated to put on tefillin is kosher to write a sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah. So women are not mechayvim tefillin, so they're not kosher. But by the matzah, that's what the rishonim say, because the women are mechayvim matzah, so therefore they are able to create lishma. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam says on Memhem Beis that since women are not mechuyev, in tzitzis, that's the little tesis Memhem Beis, the third tesis from the top. Kol sheyeshnu mikshiru. Kanam Rabbeinu Tam that since the women are not mechuyev to wear tzitzis because it's a mitzvah saseh, shahazman groma, so therefore a woman is not kosher for kshiras at tzitzis. Right. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. The Bali Atesis disagree with the Rabbeinu Tam. They say, how can he say that? Here you need a special Zeres HaKosuf to say, Ksharta Machsaftim, you have a Smichas HaPsukim. The Gemara says, in Chumash, Bereshis, Skrub HaMidbar, we don't Darshan Smuchim. But in Dvar, we do Darshan Smuchim. So here it says, Ksharta Machsaftim, you have a Smichas HaMzuz, B'Sech HaShech, one next to the other. The Darshan Smuchim, Kol Sheyesh Nem Bikshire, Yesh Nem Biksiva. So the women, since they're not Mukhiv in Hanochas Tfilin, so they're not Kosher Fiksiva, Sefer Torah Tfilin Mezuzah. But there is no Pasuk in all by tzitzis. How does Rabbeinu Tam come up with such an einfach? Rabbeinu Tam says, Mikah noim Rabbeinu Tam. Based on this Gemara, the Rabbeinu Tam says, how is it all based on this Gemara? It's the Chapel. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says you need a special pasuk here. But by tzitzis, there is no special pasuk. So according to Beis Shammai, you need sukkah lishma. If I made a sukkah in the middle of the summer just as a hut to play there, to rest off and to cool off there, so Beis Shammai holds it's no good for sukkah. It has to be made l'shem mitzvah. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin like the basilica that you don't need l'shma bichlal. So once you say you don't need l'shma, so you can't say whoever is any b'teris is pasul. Why should it be pasul? The Rabbeinu Tam says whoever is any b'teris is unable to create l'shma. Whoever is any b'teris is specific mitzvah. Pidin is mufka from writing, let's say, anachri is any b'teris gidni gidushin. So you cannot write a get l'shma. But if you don't need l'shem mitzvah by the sukkah, so what's wrong if an isha or a nachri is going to make the sukkah? You don't need l'shma. So you can't say whoever's Zayin HaBataris can create l'shma. What's the story with tzitzis? There's no pasuk. How does Rabbeinu Tam say? So the Achrayim explained, the Mishkan HaSyankim has this on sukkah. He says, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that this is a svara pshuta. Whoever is Zayin HaBataris, any specific mitzvah, cannot create l'shma. Whenever you need l'shma, that's a svara. Why did you need a pasuk by... By mezuzah? No, because women are mechuyev in mezuzah. Women are mechuyev in mezuzah. The pasuk says, whoever is not b'teiras tefillin is possible for writing mezuzah. Whoever is not mechuyev in mezuzah agoy can't write a mezuzah. That I don't need a pasuk for. Whoever is ain't a b'teiras mezuzah is possible. It's a mitzvah says shalaz ma grama. So women should be able to write mezuzah. So that's what I need a pasuk for. Whoever is Zayin HaBataris tefillin is not only possible for writing that Anisha's psula for tefillin, I don't need a pasuk for. She's not Bataris. I need a pasuk that a woman is potter from tefillin is even possible for writing mezuzah. That's what the pasuk is needed for. And in Kala Tarakula, but you don't have a pasuk, you just go with the svara. Whenever you need lishma, whoever is Zayin HaBataris is incapable of creating lishma. So by sukkah you don't need lishma, so there's no problem of Zayin HaBataris. By tzitzis, tesis holds you do need tying it on lishma. So Rabbeinu Tam is mechanish that if a woman ties on the tzitzis, it's no good. The other Balei HaTesis hold you don't need lishma. The Gemara needs a pasuk to prove that if a nachri ties the tzitzis, it's no good. What do you need a pasuk for? Say that you need lishma, so a nachri can't tie tzitzis. So the Rambam learns that that's what the pasuk tells you. That's a machlokes Hashem. The Rambam says that that's what it means. Machlokes Taisus in the Rambam. Some say that's what the pasuk tells you, that tzitzis needs kshira lishma, and since an achri is any b'taris, you can't make lishma. And other Hashem say no, you don't need tying the tzitzis on lishma. There's no need for lishma. Nachri is pasul akzeres akosul. Then afkamina, what if a cotton? What if a cotton ties on the tzitzis? He's nishkin nachri, but he's not bardas. He can never create lishma. So that's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Whether if a cotton ties on the tzitzis, would it be good? I remember when I was a little boy, I used to tie the tzitzis in the Young Israel. I was the only one who knew. My grandfather taught me how to tie tzitzis. So I used to tie the tzitzis on the talis. And then 20 years later, I found out that the talisim may be possible. 2 days in Shulchan Aruch with the talisim are possible.
How did it get carried back to spinning? The yarn has to be spun by a man.
The Gemara says that the tviya has to be done lishma. The Gemara says tviya, to take the wool and to convert it into a string, must be done lishma. So if this is the pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam, that whatever needs lishma, you have to be yeshna b'toras. And a woman who is ayna b'toras cannot create lishma. So since tviya sachutim needs lishma, so then you should need tviyas gevarim. So that's why they sell two kinds of tzitzis from Eretz Yisrael. The women, apparently when the women do the labor, is much less expensive than if the men do it. So if they sell the tzitzis that have tviyas gevarim, that's made by men, costs 20 times as much. That costs at this $20 and that costs $1. It's a big difference between the price. So that's what the Chumra is based on. So some Achrayim do not understand the Rabbeinu Tam like that. Tviyas gevarim, that's made by men, costs 20 times as much. That costs at this $20 and that costs $1. It's a big difference between the price. So that's what the Chumra is based on. So some Achrayim do not understand the Rabbeinu Tam like that. Some Achrayim say, no, the Rabbeinu Tam only said that the women are possible for Kshiras tzitzis, but the Tviyah, they can do. They're bas mitzvah, they can create, they can think lishma, what's wrong? And other Achrayim say, no, it's a machlokes in the later Achrayim, from the 1600s. Other Achrayim say, no, Rabbeinu Tam said, whenever you need, whatever part of the tzitzis needs lishma, so it has to be someone who's yesh and b'taras. So since the women are yesh b'taras, so they're possible.
How do we paskin?
The Mechaber quotes the two shita. Mechaber quotes the 2 days. Rabbi Kiveger on that sif in Shulchan Aruch, when the Mechaber quotes the two opinions, where the women are kosher for tviyah, and for Kshiras HaKchutim, so Rabbi Kiveger quotes from the Panim Yafos on the Chumash, that's the Balaflor. Balaflor has the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, has a Se'achib HaChumash, so he has a Drush in Chassidus, and he was the brother of the Rebbe Rab Shmelki. He was a Talmud of the Mezritch HaMagid, no? So from the original Chassidus. And then he had a job, he was the rabbi in Frankfurt. After many years of being the rabbi in Frankfurt, he gave a krecht. He couldn't say over anything from the Baal Shem Tov. All the years he was there, he couldn't say anything from the Baal Shem Tov. And he had to wear tefillin on Chalamoy. So he had a separate pair. So Rabbi Kiveger every so often quotes from the Baal Aflor, from the Panim Yafos on Chumash. So he quotes Baal Aflor has a remez from the Loshon HaChumash against the Rabbeinu Tam. Because the beginning of Parashas Tzitzis, it says, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleim. What do you mean, daber v'yamarta aleim? What do you need a double Loshon? And then Rashi says on Chumash in different places, Dibur is Loshon Kosher, v'yamarta is Loshon Rako. So he says the Taitch is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu, how to say, daber al b'nei Yisrael, tell the men, v'yamarta aleihem, they should tell their wives, tell the men that they're mechuyven tzitzis, that they should tell their wives that they should tie the tzitzis, v'yasalem tzitzis. The wife should make the tzitzis of the husband. So he says, Arem is against the Rabbeinu Tam, that the husband can tell a wife to tie the tzitzis. Because the dibur is a loshon kosher, so when you speak to the men, you speak, Dabel b'nei zo, zo, zog the men. The amat aleim, they should speak loshon raka to their wives, yosu lahem tzitzis, the wife should make the tzitzis for the husband. Hataina? Okay, it's Hataina. That's Rabbi Kiveger, and Aruch Chaim quotes this remez from the Pranam Yom. Okay, that's the Gemara about the Ksav Agab Iksav. That's the Gemara about the Ksav Agab Iksav. What should be the din in the following case? This is a famous story that the Sefer wrote a get, Lishma, the husband told the Sefer write a get. And then after he finished writing the get, they had to have a hafsoket to daven mincha. And the husband was showing a daven mincha, he wasn't interested in davening, whatever, so he had nothing to do. So he dipped the pen into the ink and he started doodling, started writing over the oisias on top. He rewrote the whole get, ksav agab iksav.
With the key.
Huh?
With the key.
With ink? No, he dipped the pen in the ink. And no, he dipped the pen in the ink. And he wrote ksav agab iksav, but he didn't write it lishma. Lishma means I have in mind that by my writing, this will make it into a kosher get. The husband knew it already was a kosher get. He was doodling, had nothing to do. So he wrote shaloi lishma on top of lishma. So there's a ganze, they have this in the stories about Rab Chaim, they tell over the story, what should you do in such a case? Is it possible, is it kosher? Should you tell the sefer to write a third time? So the upiksav, the whole story. Harav Chaim figured out what to do. I think that's what they say, that he told the sefer to write a third time. So for sure it'll be kosher. But what should be the problem? What should be the problem?
Got
another get, yeah. But is there anything wrong with this get? Is there halacha that if he wrote the upik sab shalol lishma on top of the low sab that is lishma, does it passel?
Why not?
Should it passel?
Sure.
If you write red on top of black, if you write red on top of black, the Gemara says that it's moicheg, but it's a machlekes. Is it called mechek? Is it mesaken or not? Because he plans to rewrite it black on top of that. But if you write black on top of black, you write red on top of red, it's garnish beganish. So what if you write shalor lishma on top of lishma? There's no improvement.
It's a kilkel.
So it's black on top of black.
Takes away lishma.
No,
just like the other one, like the other
like
one.
Like red on top of black weakens it, so it's moichek. So shalom lishma on top of lishma. So that's what they quote. That's what they claim in the name Rav Chaim. I thought it was shvet. So you think that it does make sense? Okay. So they quote in the name Rav Chaim that he held like that. That just like red on top of black is called moichek. It's as if it did away with the lower ksav, and the Gemara made it tushdel. They're just like black on top of red is an improvement, so ksav elyon haviksav. So if you write lishma on top of shalol lishma, so the ksav elyon haviksav. So the opposite is also true. If you write shalol lishma on top of lishma, that's taking away, so that's like moichik. So that's what they say, Rav Chaim held that there was a problem. I would have thought there's no problem. But you say like Rav Chaim, there was a problem, so he said, so let the sefer write a third time, and in Marav Shach it'll be good. If you hold whatever you're improving is good, so the third ksav on top is good. And if you hold not, so the bottom ksav, the lower ksav is good, so the Marav Shach is good. I'll write another again. Write a different piece of paper.
Paper was expensive.
Yeah.
Enhanced it. I don't know if that's considered enhancing. Yeah. I don't know if that's enhancing. Black on top of red, that's called enhancing. The shma on top of shlo shma. He makes it a little better, a little thin. That's what he wrote it though. He wants. I don't know if that's considered enhancing. Yeah. I don't know if that's enhancing. Black on top of red, that's called enhancing. The shma on top of shlo shma. He makes it a little better, a little thin. That's what he wrote it though. He wanted to make it a little fancier, all the letters. I don't know if that's called enhancing. Okay, the rest of the Gemara we learned. Let's see, on Yutes, on the base, we left off in the middle. Last week we discussed this whole Gemara. Then we have, on the base, the Gemara has, on Yutes, on the base, Papa. The Gemara tells the story, the line begins with the word Papa, right in the middle, came out in the middle of the Gemara. Rapapa ki havi osi lekamei shtara parso. Rapapa was under the Persians, so they used to write the Persian handwriting. So when they brought him, sometimes a shtar and didi mamon, it's a shtar avoy that said, so Reuven owes money to Shimon. When they would bring a shtar a parso David bar koel shel kusim, that was signed in the goyish court, signed, sealed, and written by the nochrim. So first of all, he didn't know how to read Persian. So he would, and none of the Eden apparently knew, and none of his Eden, his bez knew how to read Persian. So he would call in two nochrim, and ask him, zesh olay b'fnei zeh, b'misich l'fitumma, he would ask him, what does it say over here? So if they would both say the same thing, he would assume that that's what it says. That's number one, the Gemara says. Makri lahu, he would call in shnei kusim tzvei goyim zeh shalai b'fnei zeh. Zeh b'fnei zeh, safa shteitzach, the second one is going to say, locha misich lefi tumah. What kind of a din is that? That's a din by Eidus Isha. By Eidus Isha, the Mishnah is having the end of Yevamos, and the Gemara, the end of Bava Kama has, Anachri is pasul Eidus. So if a Nachri comes and he tells us that Pliny died, so do we rely on what the Nachri said to allow the wife to remarry? If a Jewish person comes and he says that Pliny died and therefore his wife is permitted to remarry, so that's halacha. Eid echad is nemanis by heter agunis. But if a Nachri comes and a Nachri doesn't have nemanis, but if it's a Nachri, misich lefi tumai, he's telling a story, he doesn't even realize that it's negeh for the Jewish religion, that we're relying on what he said, we're hanging on every word that he says, in order to know what the halacha is, whether she's still an Eish Yeshiv, she's still an aguna. So if Mesech Lefitumah is good, why? Because the umdin is, that why is he going to be Meshaka? That Tzelta Maisa is probably telling the truth. So the Gemara says in the end of Bava Kama, Mesech Lefitumah is only a kula by Eidus Isha, and it doesn't help in Didi Mominis. because ain halchem imam and achar arayv. You can't be mitzi imam based on arayv. Misich lefitum, it does mean the nochri has nemanis. The nochri has no nemanis. We know on our own, we have an umdine that this is true, because why should he tell a lie? He's just telling a story. He doesn't even realize. He doesn't even realize that it's negei lahalacha to us, misich lefitum. So this din that you rely on a rabbi, that's good by aguda, by aguna, by edus isha. But by mominus, the Gemara says you cannot rely on a noch misich lefituma. The Gemara says the only time you rely on a noch misich lefituma if the whole is negei lahalacha tas misich lefituma. So this din that you rely on a rabbi, that's good by aguda, by aguna, by edus isha. But by mominus, the Gemara says you cannot rely on a noch misich lefituma. The Gemara says the only time you rely on a noch misich lefituma if the whole issue of din in mominus is only midirabbanan. Gemara has a case. I own some mom in the chil shel dvarim. The Gemara has a case. I own bees. How do I own the bees? I put out the honey, and the bees come flying. They want to lick the honey, and then these bees grow on my farm. So I'm not kind of the bees. What's that? Kinya chotze? They're flying in. They're flying out. They're flying all over the place. I didn't hold them. I didn't pick them up. So the whole halacha that no one else is allowed to be masig vul to gamble my bees, because I invested a lot of money to prepare the beehives. The whole gzela of nechil shel dvarim, the whole nechil is a platoon. How do you say a whole army, a whole swarm of bees, a swarm of bees. So the whole kinyan, the whole bailus that I have on the bees is only the rabbanim. So if someone's going to come to gamble, we don't know whether it's my bees, his bees. If the nochri is going to come and say chavitum, he says yeah. Oh, I saw the bees were flying from that direction. And it doesn't seem that he even realizes that it's a shaylah din imamanis, whether it's my bees or his bees. So then, since the whole issue of the gzela is only with the rabbanon, so then they were mamon denoch misich lefituma. But if it's a real issue deraisa, so the Gemara says in din imamanis, he can't rely on anoch misich lefituma, because misich lefituma is only a roiv, and then halchem imamon achar roiv. So all of a sudden over here, it's good. So many achren, the Taz says, noch misich lefituma is good. And he said, it's a din deraisa. So he says, no. And he said, the heter raiv is good. Imamanus raiv is no good. And halchem imamanach raiv can't be mitzi imaman based on a raiv. And misich lefitum is simply a raiv. But in he said, the heter, the Taz says that raiv is good. So misich lefitum is good. Others disagree with the Taz. Other Chaim say that not misich lefitum is not neman even in he said, the heter deraisa.
To translate a star.
The fellow comes in with a shtar, I don't even know what, I can't figure out anything there. The Chinese, I can't figure out anything. So the Noch Misich Lefituma tells me what it says. So that's only a Ruba Tanumdin, and that's probably what it says.
But I thought we
so how is that good?
That they are medactic and all these
things. But I don't know what it says, though. I don't know what it says. I know it says, it looks like it's the official document from the government. I can't read the words. So the Nochri comes in and tells the Sechel Tuma, so what good is that?
If you hold Shibudu the Raisa, let's say you wouldn't have a Shtar, let's say the party is a great so the only thing that they relied on is that you took out from, the mercy that you took out from the Shibudu. If you hold that Shibudu the Raisa, so then you want to be a
The other fellow says, I don't know a penny.
He said that he wouldn't say that.
Let's say the fellow says, I don't know anything.
The Gemara just said that he relied on it to take out from the Kufa.
Meaning he's moida himself that he owes the money?
You don't need a shtar if he's moida.
I don't know. He says, the shtar is all, I don't know a penny.
He said that he wouldn't say that.
Let's say the fellow says, I don't know anything.
The Gemara just said that he relied on it to take out from the Kufa.
Meaning he's moida himself that he owes the money?
You don't need a shtar if he's moida.
I don't know. He says the shtar is only to collect from the lekuchas. He says he's made it that he owes the money. The shtar is only. Maybe? I don't think so. I think it's assumed in Shulchan Aruch that even if he's kofer hakol, says it doesn't owe a penny, but the Edim say that the Nachrim say that that's what it says, so then it's good. I think maybe the answer is that it's two Nachrim. It says two Nachrim Misich Lefitumai. Rabbi Kiveger, double Misich Lefitumai. Why does it make it better? Because Rabbi Kiveger has a tshuva in the Madura Tinyon, in the second volume of Tshuva's Rabbi Kiveger, where he writes that when he's saying Halchem Imam and Achar Arayv, there are different madregas of Arayv. There's Arayv of 51%, there's a 50.01%, that's also I've just made it by the skin of its teeth, that's one Arayv. Then there's Arayv of 60%, 70%, 80%, then there's 99.99%. So the different degrees of Arayv, so Rabbi Kiveger says, Adratar, based on our Taisvus for Dagamar and Bava Kama, that when he's saying Halchem Imam and Achar Arayv, 80% is no good. But if you have such a rave, 98%, So such a strong rav that the miyut against it is only miyuta the miyuto. So just like the Gemara says on the second daf in Gittin, when does Rav Meir say chayshin on the miyuto? That's only when you have when you have a significant miyut. But if you only have a miyuta the miyuto, it's 98% rav, a stronger rav. So then if Rav Meir is masking, when do you say in the Gemara in the end of Bava Kama that a misich lefitumoy is not good to be moitzi mammon if it's initial mammon is deraisa? If you have one nachem misich lefitumoy, so the likelihood is 85% likely that he's telling the truth. Why should he tell a lie? There's no reason why you should tell a lie, but it's only 85% true. But if you have two nachrim misich and lefitumon, they both correspond, they both say the same thing. So the chor that elevates it to a much higher level of rov. The mistam is like a rov, like 98%. Probably says that in the shtar. So such a good rov is even good lahotzi mam. So that part of the Gemara we understand. They have proper relied on the kusim. Two kusim who said misichim lefitumon, that's what it says in the shtar is good. But then the next line, and he collected from mishubadim. Taka, you can collect from mishubadim. So the girsa that's printed here in the Vilna Shas, that's Rashi's girsa in the Gemara. And the Rav Harishanim do not have that girsa, and we do not paskin like that. Rashi says, I but there's the Gemara in the first paragraph that says that you don't collect from mishubadim. So he says that's if it's nasim behedyot. But if it's nasim be'arkoz, then you do collect from mishubadim. Rav Harishanim say it's not true. If it's nasim behedyot, you don't, zero. If the document was not written by the official court, nothing. Who says that it's
not
a, I know that that's what it says.
But does it mean anything?
That I believe the Nachum that's what it says in the handwriting. But who says that they're telling the truth? The only time I know that they're telling the truth if it's the Arkoyas. And still the Gemara says in the first parak Arkoyas, you don't collect from the Shabbatim. So Rav Harishonim do not have this Girsa. The Rashbo and the Magen Mishnah points it out. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this Girsa. The Shulchan Aruch, we pass like the Rambam. That only Magdi Bey, Mibnei Chorin. Instead of the word, they don't, not that they're missing the word. They have a different word. The opposite word, night and day, two different words. Instead of saying Magvi Bey Mi Mishabdi, Rav Harishonim have the Girsa. Magvi Bey Mi Bnei Chori only, not Mi Mishabdi. What's the issue? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? So we discussed when we learned the first Perek. The question is the ability to collect from the Chasim Mishubadim. I can collect, let's say, the man who owed the money died already, I'm collecting from the Yorshin. Or the man who owed the money sold the karka to somebody else, and I'm collecting from the Lukuchah. So the ability of the Malva to collect from somebody other than the Loiva, I'm going to take away karka from somebody who never borrowed from me, because he has the karka that I had my lien on. So there's Aloch of Shiba Nechasim. That's only if you have a move of the shtar. If you have a move al peh, there's no shiba nechasim. What exactly accomplishes the shiba nechasim? What does the trick? How does that take effect? Is it that the shtar halvua serves as a shtar kinyan? Like a get, is it a shtar kinyan to create gerishin? A shtar kiddushin, a man gives a girl, if he gives her a ring and he says, Hariyat mekodeshesli, then the ksub is just a shtar raya that she's married. He got married by giving a ring, by kesef. But if he gives her a shtar and says Hariyat Mekudeshesli, that's a shtar kinyan. It's not a shtar raya. So do you say over here that the shtar halvoya is a shtar kinyan to be kinda the shibud nechasim? It's a shtar kinyan. But they say no, it's not a shtar kinyan. It's a shtar raya that he owes him money. And since it's islay kala, so automatically there's going to be shibud nechasim. You don't need a shtar to be kinda the shibud nechasim. The fact that there's a chiyuv that creates the shibud al guf always should carry with it a shibud nechasim unless it's islay kala. So then you're going to have Seder de Lekuchas. So that's basically the Shaila here, because the Shtar that's signed by the Akoy Shal Nachrim, all we know is that it's Emes. We rely that it's Emes. But Al-Pidin, it's also Chasva B'Alma. Al-Pidin, that's not a Shtar. The Shtar that's signed by Nachrim is Ishkin Shtar. If the Shtar comes from the government, so we know that it's Emes Lamita. So Emes Lamita, but still, if you need a Shtar to be kind of the Shiva Nechasim, where is the Shtar Kenyan? So that's why Rashi has the gear said that they do collect from the Chasim Shabbatim. Rashi holds that it's only a shtar raya. And since we see that it's emes, that the loiva owes the money, and it's islay kolos and a mele whenever there's shibud aguf, the shibud nechasim. And many of the other Rishonim say, no, you only collect from Bnechon, you don't collect from Shabbatim, because the shtar signed by the Akor is Nishkin shtar. I know it's true, but it doesn't have the status of a shtar. So if you don't have a shtar kinyan, how are you going to be kind of the shiva nechasim? The Rambam himself has that girsa, but he doesn't give that hesber. The Rambam doesn't say because the shtar to be kind of shiva nechasim has to be a shtar kinyan. The Rambam says, because it's leis lekolo, anaya twist. He says, in order to have, whenever it's, if Yidin signed the shtar, so chaver chaver like the Yidin would tell the other Yidin. When we say, when it's leis lekolo, if the lekuchas don't know about the halvoyas, ashad, the lekuchas, and we're going to cancel the shimul chasim, who are we worried about? So Pashup Shad, you can say, we're worried about the economy. So the Rambam seems to learn, we're worrying about the Yidin. If there's a Yid who's going to buy the karka, and he's not going to know that there's a halvor, so he's going to lose his money. So the Yidin would tell the other Yidin, would tell the other Yidin, chava chava islay, chava da chava chava islay, all the Yidin would tell the other Yidin. But if it's signed by Nochrim, the Nochrim will tell the Nochrim, who will tell the Nochrim, but they won't tell the Yidin. So the Rambam says, a shtar signed by Nochrim is leis lekolo. He doesn't say b'al tzinishken shtar. Apparently, from the Rambam, that doesn't bother him. It doesn't have a din shtar. He says because it's leis lekolo, because the Nochrim will tell the other Nochrim that they don't associate with each other.
Would he hold it as a Kenyan?
Right, right. No, but the people who signed it know what it says, so they'll tell others. Right. Yeah, he collect from the Rechayrin. He collect, right. So those are the two girsas in the Gemara, whether such a shtar collects. Rashi's girsas is the way it says in our, in the Vilna Shas, that you collect from the Shabbatim. So Rashi clearly holds that the ability to collect from the Shabbatim is not based on the shtar, b'torah shtar kinyan. Just a shtar raya and it's isle kolo. So you have a shtar raya and it's isle kolo. And the other Rishonim, we pass them like the Rov Rishonim, have the opposite girsa, that you only collect from b'nei chorin, not from the Shabbatim, but there are two ways to explain it. The Rambam gives the explanation why you don't collect from the Shabbatim, because leis lekolo. Because the Yidin will never know what it says. They don't read Persian and they don't associate with the Nochem who signed it. So it's going to be Ashad. It'll be Leis Lekola. And some other Rishonim seem told a different Hezbollah. Why? Because the Shtar, to be Koyin of Shibin Achasim, has to serve as the Shtar Rai. So this is Nishkin Shtar Rai. Okay, believe that, we'll have to continue next week. And today said in Parshas Noyach, the Chumash says the way the Rabban Shalom is giving the vuas to Noach. He speaks to the Rabban Shalom. He tells him he's going to destroy the world, it's going to be a mabla, and he should make a teva, and he should build it, and he should go into the teva, go out of the teva, keseda. He's talking to him the whole time. So the Medrash has a comment on the pasuk when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach that he should... By Revi, by Dabel Kimal Noach Lemer, same in Ateva, Atov Ishtacho Vanech, and Shtev Vanech Itoch, he tells him he can leave. So all of a sudden, by Revi, the Medrash wakes up and has a comment that there were 10 Doiris. Medrash quotes a pasuk from Koheles. But then it says there were 10 Doiris from Odom Arishan until Noach, and from all of them, Noach was the tzaddik, he was the greatest tzaddik in the early generation, and that's why the Rabban Shalom only speaks to Noach. He never spoke to anybody. That there were 10 Doiris, Medrash quotes a pasuk from Koheles, but then it says there were 10 Doiris from Odom Arishan until Noach, and from all of them, Noach was the tzaddik, he was the greatest tzaddik in the early generation, and that's why the Rabban Shalom only speaks to Noach. He never spoke to anybody else before the days of Noach. Never spoke to anybody else. Spoke to Odom Arishan, spoke to Kayin, he punished Kayin. Never spoke to anybody before Noach. What kind of an ivra is that? And why does it say it by Revi? Right, Dabel came. This is after the Mabel is all over. So before he told him to make a teva and he go into the teva and take all the behemoths. By Revi, the Medrash makes up. So it's the whole thing is a pill. So the Avnei Nezer gives pshat in this the Sochet Shavarev gives pshat in this Medrash that he thinks that it means like this. By Dabel Elikim al Neach. Until now it says by Yoimer. That was the first time it says Vaidava. That's the pshat. What's the difference by Yomer Vaidava? So he quotes that's one difference. The Oyah Shleimer, there's another difference. So he quotes, there's a famous chazal that Rashi quotes in Chumash Dvorim, in Parshas Dvorim. It says, after all the Mesei Midbar died out, Vahikar Shetamu Kol Anshal Mecham Alomis Mikerev HaMachana, how does the pasuk read there? In chapter base, in Devarim, Perek base, Pasuk Tezayim. Vayikar Shetamu Kolam. So Moshe Rabbeinu never got any Nevuah, because the whole Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu was only in the Schus of Bnei Yisrael. So he didn't get. And now we have Veikah Shatam Kalat Shamacham Alomus, and that's why they were punished because of the Chet of Meraglim. And now that it's all over, Shamash Rabbeinu gets the Nevuah. So no one understands this. Sifse Chachamim asks, what do you mean he didn't get Nevuah? For 40 years he didn't get Nevuah. He had Nevuah Keseda. Moshe Rabbeinu had Nevuah Keseda. What kind of a lashon is that? So they have the Nezah, so they give different pshatim. Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Brachas. What are the Chazal driving at? Vaidab Hashem Eilai Limor, Avol Mishiloach HaMeraglim V'ad Kaan Lo Nemer BePasek Vaidaber Ela Vayomer. So Rashi quotes from the Chazal, sounds like you're saying the difference between Vaidaber and Vayomer. For 40 years or for 38 years Moshe Rabbeinu had Nevuah, but it says Vayomer. But now, finally, after the Mesa Midbar died, now finally the Zeichet to Vaidaber. What's the difference between Vaidaber and Vayomer? So Rashi writes Aloshin, she called Lamet Cheshon for all the 38 years. Shoyis on the Zeifim, lo nisiachet imo hadiba baloshin chiba, panim al panim, v'yishavadas, l'lam d'chshein ha'shchina shor al hanavim ele b'shvil Yisrael. So what exactly does that mean? Baloshin chiba, panim al panim, lo nisiachet imo hadiba, what does it mean? So the Abdel Nezer says, he always has bekitzer. He always has very bekitzer, very sharp and very bekitzer. So he says that in Hebrew, sometimes you say, Dibarti im Shimon. Ruven diber im Shachar im Adiba, what does it mean? So the Abdel Nezer says, he always has bekitzer. He always has very bekitzer, very sharp and very bekitzer. So he says that in Hebrew, sometimes you say, Dibarti im Shimon. Ruven diber im Shimon. He spoke with Shimon. You can't say Ruven Omar im Shimon. You say Ruven Omar el Shimon. You can't say diber. So he says in Hebrew there's a difference. That Amira is like you're shooting arrows, you're speaking, but there is no shaykhahs, not necessarily any shaykhahs between the two people. Vayomer Ruven Omar El Shimon, that's the direction where it's going, but it doesn't indicate necessarily any hisyachdus, any hiskarbus. And Dibur is a lotion where the two people resin zechzinai, if they have a shaykhus with each other, that's why it's called a daba im. So even if you don't say, even if it says by daba shem el moisha, but since it could have been written, a lotion Dibur could have been im, so that's what it means, lo nisyachid hadibur. He says nisyachid hadibur means that the term Dibur is only used when there's a hisyachdus between the two parties, between the medaber and the nidaber, the person that you're speaking to. So he thinks that that's the taich in this medrash, that all of the Rebbeinu Shlom did speak to Adam Arishan, and he spoke to Kain also in Bereshis, but it never says Vaidaber. That's what the medrash is saying, this is the first time. And he spoke to Noach also. He spoke to Noach also before. But it never says Vaidaber. This is the first time it says Vaidaber. Always it says Vayomer. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer Elokim LeNoach, and again Vayomer. Vayomer Hashem LeNoach, and Sheni. The first time it says Vaidaber is in Revi. So that's how he explains the pshat. This Noach, after the 10 generations, was the first one who was deichet to have a dibur. So the son of the Avnei Nezer quotes this in his sefer Shem Shmuel. So he wants to know, so why did the Taka switch after the Mabul? If Noach was such a heilig tzaddik, tzaddik tamim hayu b'derayso, so how come he didn't have this skia to have this yichud adibur from the beginning of the sedra? Why only after Revi? Why only after Revi? Could be.
He didn't have any.
This is already not from the father. This is from the son already. So he wants to say, he suggests, when the Rebbeinu Shalom sees that a person wants to karev Hashem l'chol karev, when a person wants to be very close to him, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be very close to that individual. A person wants to stay far away. So the Rebbeinu Shalom will stay far away. He'll speak to him like he sends him a letter in the mail. I'll leave you a message and an email or something. But I only, if I love you, then I'll talk to you in person. Then I'll have a baidaber. So he says, Noach was a tzaddik, taught him, however, the rest are fine. But the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't see yet that he wants to be very close. An erlecha, a frum, an erlecha, friend like Adam Kodem Achet. Adam Kodem Achet never had a baidaber either with a yichud, with his karus. But over here, what do you see at the end of the Mabul? The Medrash has a lotion over here that when Noach was in the table, he was praying to the Rebbeinu Shlom, get me out of here. Hatziyah mimaz genav, she was going off his mind with the behemoths and with the food. And didn't jump out, he waited till the Rebbeinu Shlom gave him permission. What did he have to wait for? So the Medrash says that he was a heilig tzaddik. That he just like he waited till the Rebbeinu Shlom told him to go in, he waited for Tziva Hashem. So he waited for Tziva Hashem till the Rebbeinu Shlom gave him permission to go out. So when the Rebbeinu Shlom saw that, that he doesn't just jump out, that he has such a hiskarvus to him. He wants to have everything dependent on what the Rabbanu Shlom tells him. He's not going to go one step on his own. That's the first time that you have Ayedaber Alekim. That's when you have a Dibur, that there's a Shaychus, there's a hiskarvus between the two. Samadre? We should all strive for such a
Madre. Gentlemen, Rabbi Shachter's son Shai is here tonight. He's collecting for Pilim. They're only $3 a piece.
Who's taping next week?
You going to tape next week, Isaac?
Okay.
Huh?
Sooner you're not going to be here.
Sooner we'll be here.
Yeah. Okay, I'll try to get a copy of
you. Are you taping?
You need a what it called?